5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's up there, internet people? Yeah, it's myself, Mr. B. By my side, Mr. A. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, my buddy from the other side of the city?
What's up?
Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us, R-O-T-P-O-D.
P-O-D?
Yes, sir. Going through your ears into your brains.
All up in your ear holes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com or just search on the Google search, Bing search, whatever. Just search for the R-O-T-P-O-D.
P-O-D.
P-O-D, son. Wasn't there a band named P-O-D?
P-O-D. Was it? Or P-U-D?
Pud. Pud band. Pud band. Yes, sir. And I like to start off with...
Puddle of mud.
Remember Puddle of Mud?
Puddle of Mud, yeah.
Puddle of Mud. Yes, sir. So... yeah, just wanted to start off with, I'm not caught up yet, but I did record Gotham and Scorpion from TV.
Nice.
So Gotham is on the third episode right now, so I've watched the first and second episode, and I'm on the third one, but it's recorded, and I haven't watched yet, so I'm not up to date, but it's getting pretty good. Just, you just have to wait every week for the next episode to come out.
Oh, man, I don't like that because it ends so dramatically and quickly and like, what? I know, I have to wait for next week.
So that's how it is with Gotham and Scorpion. That's the one with those geniuses. Remember when they get hired by the government? They do, they fight crime, cyber crime.
Snap. No, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, those ones are the two ones I'm watching. So, yes, sir. What about you, buddy? You been watching anything?
No, honestly, no, I haven't. I just been YouTubing it, watching a lot of different YouTubes. Aliens.
YouTubing aliens?
Yep, and watching what the government is hiding from you. All kinds of weird stuff, like futuristic rides or futuristic technology. Like, I saw this one where I think it was Sony has this wristband that's digital, and it unfolds. It's a flexible keyboard that has a holographic screen that you can use as a little laptop type too.
Nice.
You wear it around your wrist like just a regular wristwatch.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, there's all kinds of other stuff I was tripping out on too. It's like, damn.
Tripping hard?
I tripped hard, bro.
Cool. Hey, I was gonna ask a Google one question.
Oh, okay, cool, go for it.
Alrighty. Let's see what we got here. This is for the listeners, just a little bit of information. Let's see what Google has to say about this Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta.
According to Wikipedia, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is a yearly festival of hot air balloons that takes place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA during early October.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
I thought
I was waiting for some prices, admission, the parking, the food, the cost of the food.
Man, imagine that just gives you a bunch of the information, huh?
Yeah, just a whole 10-minute scoop of what's happening down there.
Yeah. But, this week ends on Sunday, October 12th. Balloon
Fiesta. But there's no night glow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, tonight was supposed to be the afterglow, huh? Fireworks show.
Yup.
Yep.
Do you know if they're still doing a Saturday, though? Like Saturday night?
Saturday, October 11th. Yes, Afterglow, Fireworks Show, same thing. Magic Glow.
Because I think we're going to try to get to that one. Because at first, I think it's during the day or towards the evening, my girls and I are going to go to a Lobo football game with my younger brother and his girlfriend.
Oh, okay, on Saturday?
Yeah, because I guess his company, we're asking him how many tickets does he need and whatnot. They're going to pay for it, the tickets to go watch the Lobos football game. So then he called us up and said, you guys want to go? We're like, hell yeah, we do. So us five, and I don't know who else he asked to go with him. They just asked him, my younger brother, like, how many tickets do you need, and we'll give it to you. So he's, I don't know how many people he's taking with him.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's about it. And let me look through it real quick, see if there's anything interesting. Friday, it's just special shapes in the morning.
Friday?
Tomorrow morning, yeah. Chainsaw carving, and then just afterglow in the evening again. Then Saturday?
Friday?
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, okay. Buddy.
Hey, do you know what time they start sending them up in the air?
It says 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. And just depends on the weather, right?
Yeah, it just depends on the weather.
Oh, okay, cool. 7 o'clock, got it.
Yep, and then Saturday, nothing. I guess it's just everything throughout the day, just a bunch of activities.
Oh, okay. And special shapes tomorrow, right?
Special shapes tomorrow, yes.
Oh, okay, because my mom was trying to watch it today, but we didn't get around to it because last night we ended up borrowing her car. We stayed over at Sandia Casino Resort.
Nice.
Yeah, me and my girls enjoyed it. My little girl, she had a blast. She was running around. Yeah, she's running around like crazy. She's dancing while we're passing through that little mini club thing.
Oh, okay.
She's all jumping and hopping around, skipping and stuff.
Cool. So, Friday, just that. Special shapes all day, or actually in the morning and the evening. Then Saturday, just a bunch of activities during the day. Then another afterglow in the evening. And Sunday, just a morning glow, and that's about it. Just a morning session, then it's over after that.
Cool. Really want to go. They say that the admission is $10 to get in, is it?
I have no idea, buddy.
Oh, because they're selling the discounted tickets, I guess, over here at the 7-Eleven for only $7. And some lady, when we were walking out of Sandia this morning, she's all, do you guys want free tickets to get into Bloom Fiesta? I was sure. And then she gave me a park ticket and an admission ticket. And she's all, but can I have $3 for all this? I was like, I don't have your money. So no, here you can go and keep it. I don't have any money. I don't carry cash on me.
She's like, okay.
She's like all bummed out. She's all ready to turn around. Then she's like, no, here, just go and take it. I'm not going to use it. They're just going to go to waste. Just go and take it.
So you got some free parking tickets?
Parking ticket and just one parking ticket and one admission ticket.
Okay.
But I guess my girlfriend, she put it above the visor on the passenger side in the car. And then I rolled down the window and the parking ticket flew out the window.
Yeah. Man, that was $10 or something, huh?
Yeah, $10 parking ticket. Now I have to pay for that.
Crazy. Cool. Yeah. A lot of people coming through all over the states and with their balloons and just for tourist attraction, watch the balloons and just enjoy the whole week with balloons, right?
Yes, sir. Balloons. Yeah. Balloon it up.
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and get ready for some tech topics and maybe roll off track throughout the way. You ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Cool. If you're planning to take the day off on Monday, October 13th, and you want to play some PlayStation, it's going to be too bad because PSN is going offline for maintenance all day October 13th.
So don't call in sick for school.
Yeah. Yep, so, yeah, just a routine maintenance. Just
go to work.
So that day, go to work, and it says it's going to be over like around 8 p.m. Eastern.
So that's like 6 p.m. our time, huh?
6 p.m. Mountain, yeah. So, yeah, don't call in. Go to work. Go to school. By the time,
when you get home, yep.
You'll be ready for it. So, yeah, PSN.
After practice.
After practice, yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
Get some homework in. You have time to do some chores.
Do some chores. Earn that money.
Get it done.
Get her done.
Just do it.
Do it like GameStop.
GameStop.
GameStop is pushing its credit card with pre-approved email offers and in-store associates, which means that you could apply for a credit card at GameStop and can be used only at GameStop with an interest rate of 26.99%.
So I guess, I don't know interest.
No, it's not good. Just other credit cards, they're about the same interest rate. So yeah, so that's... Yeah, that's about the same as any other credit card out there, 26-27%.
Oh, okay. I should get one. Go max out on it.
Max out first day, huh?
Man, how much I can spend.
Yep.
Sorry, sir, your card declined. You spent too much.
Like, what?
I just got here.
I just got here.
I just got approved.
I just bought 4 PS4s and 5 Xbox Ones.
I'm only getting these many consoles. No, it's kidding.
And at GameStop, they also have them like tablets and cell phones. You notice that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also just got a couple of these tablets. Cell phones. I was like, shoot, might as well upgrade.
Yep, a few t-shirts, a few keychains.
Cheat code books.
Cheat code books, yo. A few controllers.
And I maxed out? How's that even possible? Sir, you only have a $500 limit?
Yo.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Next time, yo. Well, that's what the Europeans are saying about their satellites is, oh, well. Because the satellites that they sent into space, I believe, when was it, last year?
The Europeans,
they sent a satellite into space, and their fuel lines froze. So when their fuel lines froze, it didn't give the power to thrust those boost jets.
Thrust them jetters.
Thrust, yeah, that's pretty good, buddy.
Oh!
So just you couldn't really do anything without those thrust jets.
Without your thrusters.
Without your thrusters. You know, so the fuel lines froze and they couldn't control it. So the satellite is lost, floated into space.
There. Aliens are probably going to laugh about you now. Really? Crazy Europeans.
Crazy Europeans. They're all laughing.
Think you know it. Look at your satellite. They're all in their own language of... Hey, how do you get up there?
That was his family up there.
This guy's cool. This guy's cool. We'll
this guy's cool.
Oh, that's too much, man.
It's too much, buddy. Too much like the snake bot.
Damn.
Like you, like the word, like
all kinds of bots.
Yeah, you know, like the word says, snake bot. It's a it's like a robot snake.
It's like the rattlesnake, the sidewinder.
Yeah, and they're calling it the mod snake just because it's a modular robotic snake.
Mod snake.
Mod snake. That doesn't sound too futuristic, huh?
Nah, not at all.
Yep. And just like a snake, slithers side to side, digging into the sand.
It digs.
And it just has a camera.
It slithers.
Yeah, you know, there's a camera in the front where the head would be.
Where the head will be.
Basically what it is, buddy. Snake
that
bot.
That was pretty cool, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know,
the snake bot.
Snake bot.
Because he's playing all kinds of different kind of robotic things, like flies or like some kind of dragonflies. They look exactly like it, and yet they're a robot.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy, especially the military coming out with all these different types of drones. The huge robotic air flight ones and the really tiny flight buzzy buzz ones.
Buzz buzzing around you, buddy.
Buzz.
The NFL is fining Colin Kaepernick for wearing Beats headphones over Bose headphones.
What?
The NFL is...
Can they do that?
Yeah, the NFL is sponsored by Bose headphones.
Uh-huh.
So after a game interview, Kaepernick was wearing pink Beats headphones around his neck.
Mad sucker.
So when he did that, they fined him 10 G's, buddy.
And 10 G's just for Beats?
Just for wearing Beats headphones, yep.
You're crazy, son.
And he was wearing those pink headphones in support of breast cancer awareness for the month of October.
He's trying to do something nice.
Yeah, and you know, Kaepernick was like sponsored by Beats. Remember his? You remember his commercial?
Yeah.
So it was Kaepernick and was it Wade or?
Wade, yeah.
No, it was the other guy. What was his name? The one that got transferred. His buddy, his teammate.
Chris Bosh? LeBron James.
LeBron James. Yeah, I remember it was James. James was also sponsored by Beats too.
Oh yeah. Well, I knew that for sure. But I thought it was Wade too.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was Wade. I think it was just James.
No. James. LeBron James.
LeBron James. What team did he go to?
Cleveland Cavaliers. He went home.
Oh, yeah. He went back, huh?
The return of the king. Yep.
The return. LeBron James.
According to Wikipedia, LeBron Raymond James is an American professional basketball player for the Cleveland Cavaliers of the National Basketball Association.
Ooh.
In your face.
In your face. The way Google talks. It's pretty cool, man.
Cool.
That's the future.
Cortana.
Cortana. Yep. I'm going to try and bring Cortana and Siri. Gonna have a battle on the Rot Pod. A Houston radio station is now playing Beyonce songs 24 hours a day. Yes, sir. Houston radio station. News 92 FM. They're going to be playing nothing but Beyonce songs.
For all you Beyonce lovers out there.
Yup, yup. And they're going to be playing all songs from 5 albums, which is totaling 63 songs. And that comes out to a little over 4 hours. And just to make it a little bit longer, they're going to be including the Destiny's Child songs also. And it's just going to be playing 24/7.
24/7.
24/7.
Beyonce.
Yep. And this is only temporary until they find out what to do with the station, how to proceed with what's going to be spoken on the radio station. Know what I mean?
No, I'm saying ROTPOD.
Yep. Not we play nothing but tech games and movies. Am I right?
Yes, yeah, right. You are right.
Right on.
Right on, sir. Hey, stop it.
Hey. Top 10 best Android games. You want to check them out? Asphalt Overdrive. Have you ever played that one?
No, that's pretty awesome. Play.
You never played that one before?
No. I think I'm going to definitely try it out tonight.
Try it out, buddy. Yeah, it's just a racing game. Features fast cars, tight turns, jumps, tricks.
Tight turns?
Tight turns, buddy. Number 2, Tower Dwellers.
That looks kind of cool. I would try it.
Yeah, tower defense game. Mages, wizards, knights, and warriors, archers, shields, staves, swords, bow and arrows, and kill, kill, kill.
Yeah, little bit of determination.
Next one, Counter Spy, is an indie game from Sony. It was originally made for PS3, PS4, and PlayStation Vita, so they decided to bring it to mobile.
Nice.
And it's just a platform game, side scroller.
Cool. I think I'm gonna have to try out all these games now.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, huh?
Yep.
Next one is a Mage Gauntlet.
Yeah.
It's a classic
Gauntlet.
Classic style action RPG.
RPG.
RPG, next one, Star Warfare 2 Payback. This one looks pretty good.
That'd be cool too.
Third person mobile shooter. Cool. Robots and kill, kill, kill. Yeah, this one looks pretty good.
Kill it up.
Kill, almost looks like a, from the back, it's a third person, almost looks like a Transformers robots versus robots.
Yeah. I was ready about to say that.
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
You got out of my mouth before I could have said it.
Out of your mouth. Next one, Dragon Quest.
Is another
RPG. Dragon Quest. Next one, Anomaly Defenders. This one's like a RPG. I know it's a tower defense game too.
Oh, nice. I like tower defense games.
Yeah, lately I've been getting into tower defense games.
Cool.
Next one, Unmechanical, is a puzzler about a helicopter who is trapped in a strange and fascinating world. You have to discover secrets, solve puzzles, and live through the adventure.
Damn, I'm never going to get to go to sleep now.
There's 30 puzzles to solve. Hours of gameplay.
Hours?
Hours, buddy.
Over hours.
Just like this Goat Simulator, which is the next game.
I like the way he smiles.
He's smiling to the Rot Pod.
Yep. Throwback Thursday, son.
Throwback Thursday. Yep. That's what this game is, just a goat simulator.
What does it do?
Just take care of, it's kind of like taking care of a goat, that's it.
Hilarious sim game. It's really nothing more.
Yep. Bomb Squad is next.
Bomb Squad.
Oh, snap.
Speaking of Bomb, real quick, over at Highland, when I was working over there, one of the complexes behind the Highland High School, they called in a bomb threat. And, like, three of these bomb suited up guys, they came out of their little white vans, and they're all walking in there with their bomb suits on.
Really?
And, yeah, they had a SWAT, one SWAT team there. They had two helicopters flying around, and there was, like, 10 different APD units.
Oh, snap.
And then it was funny, one of the residents there, he's all, "What's going on over there?" I was all, they said, "It's a bomb threat." He's like, "Oh, another one?" I was like, "Another one." Like, what goes on here? There's probably a bunch of those pipe bombs.
Another one? Tell me when there's something important.
Are you kidding me?
Took me away from my TV show.
Took me away from Rock Pod to hear about bomb threat?
Yeah. The last game was Bomb Squad, multiplayer game. You can play with your friends, mini games, dominate, just capture the flag, just a bunch of types of games in this game, multiplayer game. You know,
I'm definitely not going to be able to sleep now. Why'd you have to pull this up, Brian?
Because we're doing it for the listeners, buddy.
For the listeners, they're not getting sleep now, too.
That's good, man.
It's not good. Get what you call it, sleep deprivation?
Yeah.
Or insomnia.
Yeah, insomnia. Bill. One thing I can say is good about what you just said is if they're willing not to sleep, it's because of the Rock Pod. I can take that any day.
Yeah, Rock Pod causes you to have insomnia.
Yup.
Straight up.
Straight up in your ear hole.
All night long.
In a head-to-head quiz, Google now crushes Siri and Cortana. Pretty good, huh?
Google
now answered the correct answers 88%, Siri 53%, Cortana 40%.
So you can ask a question and they're not going to answer right?
No, they gave him 3,000 voice queries. And out of those 3,000, Google got 88% right, Siri got 53% right, and Cortana got 40% right.
Oh, so if you're talking to Cortana, she could possibly give you a wrong answer?
Possibly, yeah. Or she'll probably just give you a website. Know what I mean?
You have to look it up yourself. Here you go.
That's like old school. You have to look it up yourself.
Like, what do I need you for, Cortana? Do this myself.
And here is one of the questions they ask. Who invented Facebook?
Facebook Inc. was founded by Mark Zuckerberg, Dustin Moskovitz, and others.
That's it.
What is a group of monkeys called?
What is a group of monkeys called? Nope, nothing. Nada. But yeah, they gave him 3,000 questions. There's a tallied up score. Google now beats them all.
What does the fox say? Have you saw that music video?
Yeah.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. That was awesome. I got that stuck in my head so many times. It sucked because every time I'm trying to say something or talk about something, that's the first thing that pops into my head. And I almost say 99% of the time, I almost start singing. What does the fox say? Shut up.
Just hit your head. Just keep hitting your head. Stop saying that. Get out of my head.
Get out. Get. What he said.
What he said. And HTC is coming out with their own action cam. It's called the HTC RE camera. It's just a little, almost looks like a those things you use for your asthma, remember?
Oh yeah, the inhalers.
Those inhalers, yeah. It looks exactly like that. Maybe just a little bit longer.
That's what she said.
Oh. So it does look like an inhaler, but just a little bit longer. And HTC's new action camera, 16 megapixel. That's about it. Action camera. 16
megapixel.
So later on, they're putting it through the test and see how it comes out against the GoPro. But I think GoPro would still beat them because GoPro's like number one, right?
Number one.
Number one. I still want to get a GoPro. What about you?
For sure. GoPro for sure. Know what I'm saying?
Full shizzle.
Nah.
Full shizzle, Mr. Azel.
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 For shizzle, Mr. Bizzle.
Ooh, see, that one's better. Everything's everything's better with Mr. Bizzle.
Everything's better with Bizzle.
Hey, Walking Dead, the Sunday, buddy.
Walking
Dead, continue to season 5.
Yeah, yeah. That's cray cray, bro.
Cray cray. Cray cray like this. Cray cray like this new prosthetic arm that can be mind control right now. Man in Sweden has become the first recipient of a mind control prosthetic arm that is directly interfaced with muscle, bone, and nerves.
What the heck? So it's gonna backfire on you, bro.
So this picture shows him with his prosthetic right arm holding a drill, and he could move the arm up and down and use his fingers to press the grill. The drill.
That's crazy. It's gonna backfire. It's gonna get you, man. It's no longer the idle hand. It's the idle arm.
Idle arm. And then when
watch out, man.
When he takes it off at night, puts it on the shelf or something, it's gonna take out.
Oh, it's a mind of its own.
Yep. Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden has come up with this prosthetic mind control arm, and this guy, and from this it says that his arm was amputated 10 years ago. So you know it wouldn't be just for anybody that just recently lost their arm.
Oh.
It could be for somebody that years ago lost their arm. Could be so, yeah. If this turns out to be good working invention product, I think it could be big.
Mind control.
Yeah, so it's just like having a regular arm put back on.
Cool.
Pretty soon it's first it's the arms, then the legs.
Then the body.
Oh, OMG.
Damn, there's gonna be iRobot status.
iRobot status, yo.
And Robocop gonna come alive. It's gonna become true.
True that.
True that, Mr. Bizzle.
True that. Yep. I was watching a little bit of YouTube too, and the one thing I found out on some of the reviews that they did for like tablets and phones.
Uh-huh.
They were using the Robocop trailer. Because you know how their voices and just the sound of the robot and the guns and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're using that just to show how the speakers work and the display on reviews for phones and tablets, which was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Your guns.
Cool.
Guns, son.
Guns. Know what I'm saying?
Next story. 10 to 15-year-old kids, they were asked what their favorite brand was, and number one is iPad.
You spoil little brats.
Yep. No,
how do you have an iPad?
How do you have? My bad. It was a 10 to 15. It was a 6 to 12-year-olds.
6-year-old? How do you get an iPad?
Yep. So 6 to 12-year-olds, they were asked what is their favorite brand. So it was iPad, Hershey's, Oreos, M&M's.
I would have definitely picked.
Pick peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. That's not an option. It says M&M.
Well, I tell him peanut M&M's exactly.
Peanuts. Mr. Bizzle likes the peanuts.
Yes, sir. And if you have an Xbox weekly sale discounts, I'm going to go through them real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Batman Arkham Asylum $4.99, Batman Arkham City $4.99, The Witcher 2 $5.99, Injustice Gods Among Us $6.59, Injustice Gods Among Us Season Pass $7.49, Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate Deluxe Edition $4.99, Lego Batman 2 $4.99, Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe $4.99, Mortal Kombat 9 $5.99, Mortal Kombat 9 Season Pass $4.94, Batman Arkham Origins Season Pass $9.99, Lego Marvel Super Heroes $9.89, Just Dance $19.99, Just Dance Kids $19.99, and Zumba Fitness World Party $29.99.
Where do we get these at?
online.
Like
like you download them.
Snap, these are the whole games?
The games for you get, buddy.
I always wanted to get that, the Batman one, the Arkham Asylum and CD one.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's only $10 for two.
That's right, buddy. Get it.
And the Mortal Kombat versus DC.
That's the one. That's the one I was looking at, too. Mortal Kombat.
Have you tried that one?
No.
It's pretty awesome, bro. Like, yeah, I love it, actually. It's pretty cool.
Is it tight? Yeah.
Yep, Scorpion fighting Superman.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir.
It's the new era.
And like I was talking about, The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead is confirmed for 6th season.
Ooh, another one?
Yep. So the 5th season is going to... The rest of the 5th season is going to show, and then probably like around next year, the 6th season is going to start.
Nice! They just keep coming.
Just keep bringing it.
Just keep on rolling in.
A lot of fans out there. Don't disappoint the fans.
Yup, fans of zombies.
Zombie fans. Get ready for the apocalypse.
Brains,
get your brain fried with the PlayStation TV. PlayStation TV is dropping in the United States and Canada on October 14th. Bam! It's going to be coming for $99.99, but you can also get it with a limited edition bundle, which includes the Lego Movie video game, and that's going to be $139.99.
No, I just take the $99.
Just for the PlayStation TV, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, if you don't have a PS3 or PS Vita, get the PlayStation TV. It's worth it. $99.99.
Yeah. Only $100 with unlimited games.
Unlimited. Booyah.
In your face.
Put that in your face.
Wapow.
Wapow. When you said that, it reminded me of that movie, Kung Pao.
Kung Pao. That movie.
Remember Kung Pao?
Yes, sir.
Kung Pao Chicken.
I remember it all too well.
Kung Pao Chicken.
My balls look like mountains.
Oh, crazy, man.
It's next to me. Like the way they keep saying,
oh, like it's not even in sync with their lips, huh?
Yeah, they just keep on going.
One thing you could be saying, what to about is current owners of Chromecast. If you're a new owner or a previous owner, you will be able to grab 2 months of free Hulu Plus.
Oh, nice. Hulu Plus. That's like Netflix, huh?
Yep. So you get 2 months free. You buy the $35 dongle, and you'll be able to get 2 months free for Hulu Plus. Watch the movies, buddy. TV shows.
Nice.
Bam.
I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yep. Yes, sir. Nailed it. How do you make it sound so realistic?
It's the future, buddy.
No, it's kidding. The future makes your voice vibrate so easily.
Yo. Let's see what Chewbacca. Nope, nothing. No, not a zero.
Nothing. Oh, you should ask, what team is Ray Allen playing for now?
According to Wikipedia, Walter Ray Allen Jr. is an American professional basketball player who last played for the Miami Heat of the National Basketball Association. He formerly played for the Milwaukee Bucks, Seattle Supersonics, and Boston Celtics of the NBA.
It doesn't say who he's going to play for now. It just says who last played for the Heat.
Oh, snap.
Still a secret.
Because the Cleveland Cavaliers are trying to pick him. That's why, because he wanted to play with LeBron still.
It's a secret, buddy.
Damn, come on, because they're doing all kinds of teaser pictures on Google about Ray Allen and LeBron and the Cleveland jerseys. Like, come on, I need to know, man. I know.
It's a secret, buddy. Even Google doesn't know.
Google. It's probably in that percentage of 12% that it doesn't know the correct answer.
Start making a song. Whoa, easy. We'll get back online here. Ready?
Go for it.
Mercedes built a self-driving truck that could save thousands of lives every year.
Truck.
Future Truck 2025 can't navigate city streets, but can navigate interstate highways. That's pretty cool, huh?
Crazy.
And another thing that kind of gives it a downer is it can only drive itself going down the highway at 50 miles an hour.
Oh, so what? So when the highway speeds are 75, does he get pulled over and get the ticket for going too slow?
I have no idea, buddy.
That's crazy, because
everybody's going.
I've seen so many times, so many times people got pulled over for going too slow. I was like, is that really a thing? Can they really do that? It's like, they sure can, bro.
They sure can, partner.
So, partner? Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz self-driving semi-truck. You get out of the city, driving, get on the highway, just click the autopilot and kick your seat back, go to sleep.
No, you don't go to sleep. You listen to more Rock Pod, bro.
Oh, yeah. You get in your Mercedes-Benz semi-truck and turn on Rock Pod all 95 episodes.
I already forgot that Rock Pod keeps people insomnia.
Oh, yeah. I don't need no. Just tell you Mercedes. Know. Just give Mercedes a thumb drive with all the Rock Pod episodes on it.
Want to be sponsored by Mercedes.
Yes, sir. Mercedes. Cool. Yeah. All right, buddy. Number 95.
95? Yep. It ended so quick.
Hey, what was your question for Google?
What happened to Cisco?
What happened to Cisco? Nada, nothing.
Yeah, that guy's a goner.
That guy's a goner.
His thongs gave up. They snapped on him.
He's the lead singer of R&B group Drew Hill. He's also released solo material. Unleashed a Dragon. Included the hit song, the hit singles, Thong Song, and Incomplete.
Who is Fabio?
Who is Fabio? Who is Fabio?
Here is some information about Fabio Lanzoni.
Fabio Lanzoni, buddy. I bet you didn't know his last name, huh?
No, Lanzoni. Sounds like a French meal.
Oh, snap.
Get some Lanzoni.
Get some on Lanzoni.
Your linguine. Get some Lanzoni on your linguine, Mr. I don't know.
go to Olive Garden and say, hey, can I get a Lanzoni pasta dish over here?
With extra lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap. Bring out the Parmesan cheese and
croutons.
Sprinkle away.
Yes, sir. So Mr. Fabio Lanzoni is 55 years old. He's 6'3", buddy. His height is 6'3".
6'3"?
6'3".
It's too tall, man.
And the one thing,
that's pretty good. That's good basketball size.
Yeah, and the one thing it says right here, it says, who appeared on the covers of hundreds of romance novels.
Capture all them honeys.
All them honeys. Yep. All right, Mr. A, 95.
95, 95.
And the book's in the books today.
Done and locked away.
Yep. Again, thank you to all the listeners out there. Thanks for downloading, streaming, and don't forget to, if you can, rate us on iTunes. I know there's a lot of listeners out there, so if you can, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. There's a lot of platforms out there that the Rock Pod is on, so if you can, give us a rating. We'd appreciate it, and just it'll get us out there more.
It'll get us more.
Get us more. Yup. All right, buddy. Mr. A.
What's up, Mr. Bizzle?
Lexus or Mercedes?
I don't really know too much Mercedes, so I'm going to have to go with Lexus.
All righty. Cool. Hey, Mr. A.
Yes, sir.
Any last words for the Rock Pod listeners in Rock Pod land?
Life is much better when we focus on what truly matters.
Word.
Let's do this.
Yeah. That's a spirit soldier. Are you a soldier?
Am I a soldier?
Are you a soldier?
Nah.
Are you a rock?
I'm a Rock Pod warrior.
Warrior, come out and play.
Yay.
Oh. Cool. Let's get this show on the road.
Let's get it rolling.
Number 95.
Cool. 95.
You ready?
I'm ready.